सहनाववतु
ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
नमो नमः गुड इवनिंग गुड आफ्टरनून फ्रॉम वेर एवर यू आर जॉइनिंग टू रिकैप वेद एंड उपनिषद वेद मीन्स नॉलेज लास्ट वीक आई टॉक्ड अबाउट वेद द रूट मीनिंग इज विद With from there, Vidya has come. The Vidya has come from Vid and Vidwan. Vidwan means one who knows the Veda. Knower is called as Vidwan. And the Upanishad is the conclusive part of Veda is Upanishad. The two sections last week we touched upon Karmakanda and Jnanakanda. Karma and Jnanakanda. Karmakanda is the process oriented, focus on the process and rituals. And Jnanakanda is a knowledge part. Why ritual is required? Without ritual, life becomes very boring. Without ritual, we can't live. We have to follow, otherwise I am sitting only in jnana means life becomes very dry. For others, life becomes very dry. You need to have the ritualistic part, especially after, now we are busy with work. Afterwards, when you are we have a bit of time. You are spending 2 hours in Devata Aradhana, Puja, your Stotra Parayana. You are contemplating, you are reading the Gita and your Puja, daily Puja, and collecting the flowers, cleaning the place. It is all Karmakanda. Part of that one, it is also a Karmakanda. Jnanakanda is contemplating on the scriptures and look out for the inner meaning. You need karma and karmakanda and jnanakanda go in hand in hand. Jnanakanda can be compared to the content. Karmakanda is called as a container. You need the container and the content. Without container, the content cannot be held. And you need to preserve the content, you need the Karmakanda. Through the Karmakanda process, you engage the children also. When your children are coming to your Gurukul, you assign them the task. You everyday ritual, you do that one, that the cleaning part is yours, and the fire ceremony is yours, and decoration is yours. So, everyone is occupied. Otherwise, only Jnanakanda, it will be boring. People will go into sleep also. To engage everyone, Karmakanda. Karmakanda and Jnanakanda goes hand in hand. And Veda, another one I mentioned, is Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi means Vidya, with knowledge, Arthi. A seeker of knowledge is called as a Vidyarthi. From Veda, the root meaning is Veda. Whatever enriches us, whatever uplifts our life is called as Veda. We can't call a storybook as Veda. Storybook is after one time I read and second time there is no inspiration for me to read again. However thrilling is the book, one time I can read, second time, third time, not interested. Whereas Veda is the one, every day, Nitya Parayana, every day you are reading, still every time when you reflect on, it opens up in a different shade. There is no boredom in reading. For example, every day I'm going through Purusha Sukta. I go through Purusha Sukta, I am trying to discover the inner meaning. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about real meaning of the Veda, Bhagavan alone knows. Sri Krishna talks Vedanta Krit Veda Videva Cha Videha Chaham. I alone knows what is Veda, its inner meaning. I know about that one. And last week I touched upon the Shanti Mantra. The conclusive part of Veda is Upanishad, knowledge part. Like Brahmana is an information gathering session. Aranyaka is taking out what is not relevant for me. Third part is realization of the information, Jnanakanda. Karma, Jnana, Brahmana. Brahmana, like children, like Dhruva is age, it's age to gather information. In the Veda school also, when the Gurukul, children come, they give lot of information, and they study up to their graduate. After, when they are in the middle age, it's a try to apply that one. What is the application part? Remove unwanted things and retain only relevant things. And the sannyasa, the vanaprastha, the sannyasa in the brahmana, it's a brahmachari, grihastha, sannyasa, it's a for the grihastha, vanaprastha, and the fourth one is called as sannyasa. First one for us, Vanaprastha means retreat, and the last one, Vanaprastha, for the householder, three phases. One is Brahmachari, second is Grihastha, third one is called as Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means getting detached from the family. Though in the earlier times they used to move out, now you can remain in the house, but not attached to your children, grandchildren. Nowadays, after they want to see their children get married, and they are more attached to grandchildren. Vanaprastha means try to de-link yourself with the day-to-day transaction. You are just in a advisory board. If they ask for any suggestion, then only you can give. Now you are not indulging in day-to-day activity and day-to-day affairs. Vanaprastha means withdraw yourself. Withdraw and engage only when asked for. For the sannyasis, they from brahmachari, there is no grihastha ashram. They from brahmachari, they become sannyasa directly. Sannyasa directly, and sannyasa for grihastha also, I mentioned sannyasa. Sannyasa meaning means samyak nyasa. Completely surrendering to the will of the God is called a sannyasa. For Grihastha also sannyasa is required. The moment you start claiming you are doing, then life is filled with the stress. Samyak nyasa. Nyasa means pledging. If I am going to a pawn shop, I want to pledge my wristwatch to get some cash out. I am pledging my watch. Bank for mortgage, they ask for what is the surety. I had to pledge my car or whatever, I had to pledge. That pledging part is called as nyasa. Nyasa means you had to pledge something, that surety. Samyak nyasa means you are pledging everything, whatever you have, to God. That is called a sannyasa. Samyak nyasa, the sannyasa ashram, they are not dependent on anyone. They are solely dependent on the God. So, the sannyasi, the orange color, orange indicates the fire color. They have sacrificed everything in the fire. What they thought it was them, they sacrificed everything in the fire. Now they have nothing, only God. They are totally dependent on God. That is the real meaning. Whenever they look at their cloth, it's a reminder. I have given up everything. I'm totally dependent on Him for my sustenance. That is the sannyasa. The sooner or later, even the householder, they start realizing that one. I have nobody, only Him. Sooner or later, even householder starts realizing He is the only refuge for me. He is the only refuge for me. That is called a sannyasa. And Upanishad starts with Shanti Mantra. Shanti, Sha means bliss, Anta means peak. The peak of the bliss is called a Shanti. Sha, Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha, Sham means bliss. Anta means peak of the bliss. Shanti means peak of the bliss. The peak of the bliss is there. When it is there, peace of mind comes. When I have no bliss within, there is no peace. There is no peace. The Shanti Mantra is said three times to ward off hurdles from three dimensions. That is three challenges from three dimensions, three areas are called as tapatraya. In Kannada, there is a word, tumba tapatraya. I have a lot of tapatraya. We literally use that one without knowing the meaning. The tapa means challenges, difficulties. Traya means three pronged challenges. Tapatraya, the three tapas coming from Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik, and Adhyatmik. Adi Daivik, from the unknown side, never thought of, from that side, problem coming from the far and away. It is Adi Daivik. Adi Bhautik, coming from the around me. Adhyatmik means problems coming from within, maybe health issue or financial issue or other. The three tapas to ward off that one, three shantis. It is may I have peace from the disturbing forces coming from far and away. May I have relief from the challenges thrown at me from around me, and may I have peace of mind within me. And also, Shanti Mantra, it is talking about may there be bliss far and away. May there be bliss around me. May there be bliss within me. The Shanti for far and away, we say Shanti louder. Shanti. And the second one, bit milder pitch. Shanti. And last one, it is called as Upamshu or in the low pitch. Shanti. Three times. three times, the meaning is bliss. I need the bliss. Without bliss, without joy, I can't sit for class, Upanishad class. To sit for Upanishad class, I need concentration. If I have a challenges, worry is haunting my mind, so I can't concentrate. Before embarking on the study of Upanishad, Vedas, may I have a bliss, may I have peace of mind, so that I can absorb what it is trying to say. May I absorb what it is trying to say, the Upanishad and Vedas, to read, understand. You can't understand based on your dictionary meaning. The languages of Vedas are totally different to the dictionary meaning. The Vedas, to understand, you need to know three languages. Three languages, it is called as Bhasha Treya. Three languages, one is Darshana Bhasha, second one is called as Guhya Bhasha, third one is called Samadhi Bhasha. To understand, one is Darshana Bhasha. Darshana, sometimes the things are told as it is. Darshana. Darshana, what it appears. You should know what it is. Though it is said, it may not be the truth. For example, in Ramayana, people say Rama cried bitterly when Sita was taken away. It appears, but in reality, is it true? His name himself itself is Rama, means always in joy. What appears need not be truth. Appears, it is for confusing the minds of ordinary intellect. Ordinary intellect, they think, oh, Rama was crying. Rama was sad. But what appears, it is different. It's a Darshana Bhasha, need not be what it is seen, need not be the truth. Need not be the truth. And in Chandogya Upanishad, it comes out, the Asuras, they saw eyes, they contemplated on eyes. Eyes, they thought, eyes are only for seeing the object. But Devas, they realized, is Udgita. There is a higher thing. Through these eyes, you can see the divine beings. Not only able to see the object, but also subtle things. The upasana of the Devas are totally different to the how ordinary people see. And it says, Darshana Bhasha, not to come to conclusion based on what you just see or what you hear. Darshana Bhasha. Second one is a Guhya Bhasha. Guhya Bhasha means coded language. When parents wants to talk something in front of the children, or if you are going to, if some stranger is there, if you want to communicate between you, this should not go to a stranger, you talk in a Guhya Bhasha. Guhya Bhasha language, the third person cannot understand. Sometimes it's misleading. It's a misleading information, like military people in the war front, they communicate each other in Guhya Bhasha. It is conveying totally different, it is misleading. Guhya Bhasha, Samadhi Bhasha, in the long text, occasionally truth is revealed as it is. As it is, Guhya Bhasha. The student of Vedas, Upanishad, should be able to discern what is the truth, what is implied meaning, what is not the meaning. Those three, to read the Upanishad and the Vedas, they have told what is the mirror. You need to have a mirror in your hand. What is that mirror? It is called as Itihasa. Ramayana and Mahabharata are the mirrors. In light of them, you read. They give the lot of illustrations. Examples are there. In light of Ramayana and Mahabharata, you read the Vedas. Otherwise, so many crossroads and so much of confusion. One place they told this one, and in the next few verses they will totally contrary meaning. Contrary meaning may be conveyed. For that you need to use the mirrors. Two mirrors. Itihasa. Itihasa means Itihasa. Itihasa. In English they loosely say Ramayana and Mahabharata are mythology. Mythology is not a myth. It is not a mythology. It is called as Itihasa. Iti means thus. Iti ha. Surely iti. Thus hasa it happened. Itihasa. Itihasa means it is not a myth. It is not a fairy tale. It was like this. It was like that. You need to understand the Vedas and Upanishad based on Ramayana and Mahabharata. Itihasa. Even Puranas also, many stories are there. Many stories. To understand that one, you need three languages and you have to read from from the point of Itihasa. For example, upcoming Ganesha in Chaturthi is coming. We say the stories are told that Ganesha had he was guarding the bathroom of Parvati. Shiva came. Shiva did not recognize. Ganesha did not let him. So Shiva got very angry and chopped off his head. When Parvati threw tantrum, then Shiva said, get any animals sleeping with head turned to north, get it. It is a very good story to tell the children. But itihasa, it is not the case. And if the Shiva, he himself could not recognize, so he cannot be called as a Deva. Deva means illumined. He is not. And if he had chopped off, instead of asking for another head, he could have put the same head back. Instead of killing another animal, he could have put the same head. What it is trying to say, that it is also a Guhya Bhasha. It is trying to say, wanted to convey the message, anyone sleeping with the head turned to north, their head won't be in balance. They can't sleep properly. They will have a disturbed mind. They wanted to convey this message in the form of a Ganesha story. We tell so many small stories to children to make them interested. But the message, real message, is not to sleep with the head turned towards the north. And another story, it comes in the Purana, the Brahma wanted to find out the ultimate of the Shiva, Linga had appeared. He wanted to find the top of that one, and he took on his the Hamsa, and he could not find the peak of Linga. And Vishnu, in the form of Varaha, tried to find the bottom of it. He could not find it. So that is the Purana, what it appears, the Shiva is the highest. Even Vishnu and Brahma could not find the top or the bottom of Shiva. So the another, what it is trying to say, Shiva represents Tamoguna, Brahma represents Rajoguna, Vishnu represents Sattvaguna. Through that Tamoguna is so fathomless that you can't go to the bottom of negativity or the top of negativity. It wanted to convey through the, you cannot measure the negativity, the top or bottom. They wanted to convey that one. They conveyed in the form of a story. Story of Brahma and Shiva. So this Purana stories comes, Vedavyasa himself says, if you read Puranas by yourself, it is an easy way to go to hell. Not to read the Puranas by yourself, read it under the guidance of a competent teacher to understand properly. If you get the wrong information, you will be contemplating on wrong things, you will be conveying the wrong things, you moving towards the neither world. To understand that one, you need to study under the competent teacher. And the Upanishad, I also talked about the Shanti. Whatever we do, we say, people generally say, I need a peace of mind. My wife was asking for some sari, I wanted a peace of mind, I purchased that one. We generally say that one, my children were throwing tantrums, I want peace of mind, I purchased that one. The same word, the Yajnavalkya says, ultimately you are doing for yourself. He says, verily, for the sake of the husband, Yajnavalkya tells that this one, to his Maitreyi, the husband is, the wife is loving the husband, not for the sake of husband, but for herself. She finds happiness in that one. And the second one, he is talking about, not for the sake of wife, the wife is loved, but she is loved for the sake of oneself. Not for the sake of children, the parents are doing, say children are loved, but are loved for the sake of themselves. And not for the sake of wealth. I want money, not for the sake of wealth. Wealth is loved. I love money. Not for the sake of money, but it is loved. I get happiness. It is not the money. I get some happiness when I see the money. And he says, you are giving a donation to the teacher, not for the sake of teacher, but you are giving for yourself. You get the happiness. And it is talking about that whatever we do, we are not doing anything for anyone. We are doing for ourselves. We are doing for ourselves. Our own happiness we are doing. We are doing for our own happiness. The Shanti Mantra also, it is ultimately talking about bottom line. In the Purana talks about Narada once came to, he approached Vishnu and asked him, what is Maya? I want to know what is Maya. And Vishnu did not tell him and anything. And once Narada came to earth, then he was moving around. He went to a palace and he saw the princess. He fell in love with her and he got married also. He got married and had started living in the palace. We had children, family. Then one day the tornado came and the flood everywhere. His the children were washed away. Wife was gone. Palace had gone. Only he was there. He started crying bitterly. Why the providence is so unkind? Why I'm going through that one? At that time, Lord appeared before him. Did you understand? You wanted to know what is delusion. Thinking what is not is yours, that is a delusion. Then Narada bowed down to him. Thank you for enlightening me with the personal experience. There's so much of attachment causes the delusion and confusion and sorrow in life. It's another story from Purana. There's so many Purana stories also I will try to cover in this series. And we started with the Shanti Mantra. Repeat after me. Om Sahana Vavato.
Om Sahana Vavato.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahano Bhunakto.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Sahaviryam Karavavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
In this mantra, 4 positive and 1 negative reinforcement. One is together let us live, together let us get nourished, together let us accomplish great things, let us our accomplishment be known everywhere, and may we not hate each other. That is the one we learnt. Second one, Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Shambarunaha.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanno Bhavatvaryama.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brihaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Shanno Vishnuru Rukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Ritam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanma Avato.
Tanma Avato.
Tadvaktaram Avato. Avatu mam.
Avatu mam.
Avatu vaktaram.
Avatu vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Again here also it comes. First is asking for, may I be protected, may the teacher be protected. May I be protected, may the teacher be protected. First, why teacher has to be protected? Because I want to learn. I get benefit out of that one. So here also, the who comes first, whether teacher or a student, who comes first, guru or shishya, it is, they give the analogy like who comes first, mother or a child. They say child comes first, then woman becomes a mother. Student comes first, then a person becomes a guru. Who comes first is the Shishya comes first, then guru. Same is, first is children, then child, then mother. That is why what comes first, it is mentioned here. And the third mantra we learnt, Om Asatoma.
Om Asatoma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti.
And asatoma sadgamaya, asat means unreal. We take the fleeting things as the permanent one. That is why we get stressed out. So it is for the utility. Its utility may be for a day, but we are hung up on that one. Asatoma sadgamaya, when we ourselves look at what was so important as a child, now it may not be important for us. As a teenager, what was so important, it is no longer important. As a youth, what was important, it may not be important now. Whatever is thought, that is the ultimate in life. For a dying person, it is not important. So, the momentary, we hung up, this is the ultimate, but as we travel in our life, it may not be important. That is talking about Sadgamaya, can, by praying to the God, may the ultimate changeless be my top priority. Not the changing things becomes priority. What is not changing, may it become the top priority for me. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, from the darkness to the light. May I move from darkness to the light, then may I never tread the path of in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about beginning also darkness, like drug dealing. To get into drug dealing, I made friends with drug dealers and their negative company. Beginning also dark, end also dark, no happiness. That is called as tamasic trait, tamasic karma. Beginning also in darkness, end also is darkness. But for the sattvic one, for a student, teacher is very strict. Teacher, students may be blaming the teacher. This teacher, it's so many schools are there. Teacher is very lenient. My teacher is very difficult. That is challenging. Teacher forces you to learn. But outcome, once you graduate, when you mature, after 20 years also you will remember that teacher was very strict. Because of him, I am what I am. If the teacher was very lenient, I would have squandered my life like most of my classmates. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritangamaya, the feeling of insecurity, feeling of inadequacy, fear, all called as mrityu. Mrityu, mrityorma amritangamaya, feeling of contentment is amritangamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This one, we saw that one. Last week we saw another one. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet.
ఇట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సర్వే భవంతు సుఖినః, మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హ్యాపీ. ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ ఇట్స్ శాంతి మంత్ర నెవర్ అండ్ ఇండివిజువలిస్టిక్ ప్రేయర్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ప్రేయర్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. ఇట్స్ అన్ యూనివర్సల్ ప్రేయర్. ఆన్ ఆల్ అకేషన్ యూ క్యాన్ సే ఇట్ నెవర్. అవర్ ఉపనిషత్ నెవర్ సేస్ ఓన్లీ ఐ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ, ఓన్లీ మై ఫ్యామిలీ షుడ్ బి హ్యాపీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హ్యాపీ. ఇట్ ఈస్ సర్వే భవంతు సుఖినః, సర్వే సంతు ఆమయ. ఆమయ మీన్స్ సిక్నెస్, నిరామయ మీన్స్ నో సిక్నెస్. మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హెల్తీ వితౌట్ సఫరింగ్. మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హెల్తీ అండ్ నిరామయాః. సర్వే భద్రాణి పశ్యంతు, మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ రియలైజ్ వాట్ ఈస్ పర్మనెంట్ ఆస్పీషియస్. మా కశ్చిత్ దుఃఖ భాగ్ భవేత్, మే నో 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 వన్ సఫర్. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్, ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. సో వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్క్లూడెడ్. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్క్లూడెడ్. సో ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ సెల్ఫిష్ పర్సన్ అండ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ పర్సన్, సెల్ఫ్లెస్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఆర్ హర్ ప్రేయర్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్. ఇన్ ద సెల్ఫిష్ ఓన్లీ మీ దట్ ఈస్ లిమిటెడ్ ఫల. వెన్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ యూ ఈవెన్ యూ అనంత ఫల. ద బెనిఫిట్స్ ఆర్ మచ్ మోర్ వెన్ ఐ స్టార్ట్ ప్రేయింగ్ ఫార్ సర్వే భవంతు, మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హ్యాపీ. ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ మీ, మే ఐ విల్ ఆల్సో బి హ్యాపీ. మే సర్వే సంతు నిరామయాః, ఐఎమ్ ప్రేయింగ్ మే ఎవ్రీ వన్ బి హెల్తీ సో ఐ ఆల్సో బి హెల్తీ. సర్వే భద్రాణి పశ్యంతు అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద పర్మనెన్సీ, ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ పర్మనెన్సీ. మే ఐ ఆల్సో ఫీల్ ద కంటెంటెడ్ జాయ్ పాజిటివిటీ అరౌండ్ మీ. అండ్ మా కశ్చిత్ దుఃఖ భాగ్ భవేత్, నోబడి షుడ్ సఫర్. ఐఎమ్ ఆల్సో నాట్ సఫరింగ్. సో వాట్ యు ప్రే ఫార్ అదర్స్ సేమ్ థింగ్ యూ విల్ గెట్. సేమ్ థింగ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ద టూ పీపుల్ దేర్ హార్డ్ దేర్ కాంపీటింగ్ అగేన్స్ట్ ఈచ్ అదర్. దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ద తపస్, దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఎ తపస్. ద ఫస్ట్ గాడ్ అపియర్డ్ ఆన్ వన్ పర్సన్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ గాడ్ అపియర్డ్ వాట్ యూ వాంట్. దిస్ పర్సన్ సెడ్ ప్లీజ్ గో అండ్ ఆస్క్ హిమ్ వాట్ యూ వాంట్స్ దెన్ ఐ విల్ టెల్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ పర్సన్ ఆస్ గివ్ మీ డబల్. హీస్ మెడిటేటింగ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్డ్ వాట్ యూ వాంట్. హీ సెడ్ గో అండ్ ఆస్క్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ వాంట్స్ గివ్ మీ డబల్. సో అదర్ పర్సన్ గాడ్ వెంట్ టు అదర్ పర్సన్ వాట్ యూ వాంట్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ దట్ పర్సన్ సెడ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ గెటింగ్ హీ షుడ్ గెట్ డబల్. సో దిస్ పర్సన్ సెడ్ మే ఐ లూస్ వన్ ఐ అండ్ దట్ పర్సన్ హిస్ ఇంటెన్షన్ వాంటెడ్ టు రిమూవ్ బోత్ ఐస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ పర్సన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓకే ఇఫ్ ఐ లూస్ వన్ ఐ, లెట్ హిమ్ లూస్ బోత్ ఐస్. దట్ ఈస్ అ నెగటివ్. నెగటివ్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ సెల్ఫిష్ పీపుల్ గెట్ ద నెగటివిటీ, నాట్ గెట్ దట్ వన్ ద పాజిటివ్. వాట్ ఎవర్ గుడ్ యు ఆర్ గెటింగ్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వన్. సో ద పాజిటివ్ ప్రేయర్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇన్ ద అదర్ వన్. అనదర్ మంత్ర టుడే వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు లర్న్ అగైన్ ఫ్రమ్ శుక్ల యజుర్వేద. రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ ఫ్రమ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్. ఓం సర్వేషాం
సర్వేషాం
స్వస్తిర్భవతు. सर्वेषां
सर्वेषां
शान्तिर्भवतु
शान्तिर्भवतु
सर्वेषां
सर्वेषां
पूर्णं भवतु
पूर्णं भवतु
सर्वेषां
सर्वेषां
मङ्गलं भवतु
मङ्गलं भवतु
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
सर्वेषां अगेन ए अल्ट्रुइस्टिक प्रेयर ऑल सर्वेषां स्वस्तिर् भवतु स्वस्ति स्वस्ति आई मेंशनड स्व अस्ति स्वस्ति मीन्स स्व अस्ति मे एवरीवन बिकम देमसेल्व्स इन द कॉम्पिटिटिव वर्ल्ड आई वांट टू बिकम लाइक समबडी सो it is, I am not myself. I am not myself. I am trying to become like somebody. Upanishad says, Swasti, you become yourself. You are trying to imitate others. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharma Paradharmo Bayavaha. If you are yourself, there is a joy. When you are trying to imitate others, you are not happy, you are not yourself, you are not swasti. To become swasti, you become yourself. You become, there is a beauty in becoming virginal, rather than however great is the imitation, however great is, I am Shah Rukh Khan's fan, I talk like Shah Rukh Khan, I dance like Shah Rukh Khan. At best, people will say, you talk like Shah Rukh Khan, you dance like Shah Rukh Khan. Nobody says, you are yourself. I imitate Tendulkar every way, how he walks. They say, you walk like Tendulkar. It is never yourself. But when you have talent, instead of wasting your so much of time imitating, if you have invested time to, you are becoming virginal, people would have appreciated for what you are, not how you are imitating others. Sarvesham Swasti. Swasti means, may everyone become virginal, not imitation. Because in virginality there is a joy. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. May everyone discover the bliss. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. May everyone experience the completeness. Completeness, satisfaction. I will talk about that one on Sunday class also. The whether you have the shanti in your life or not. What is the measure? I may quote many shanti, shanti, shanti. Whether really you had shanti, it is a measure at the time of death. Time of death, people are rattled. Mind is so shaken, no peace. Blabbering, I want that one, I want this one. And I don't know where to focus. So, the proof of the pudding, whether you have shanti or not, observe how the person is dying. That is shantir bhavatu, purnam bhavatu. Whether really that person lived that person's life completely. Observe how that person is dying. Sarvesham mangalam bhavatu. May everyone experience the auspiciousness in their life. In their lives, may the peace, peace, peace. Repeat this mantra again. Om Sarvesham.
Om Sarvesham.
Swastir Bhavatu.
Swastir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham.
Sarvesham.
Shantir Bhavatu.
Shantir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham.
Sarvesham.
Purnam Bhavatu.
Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham.
Sarvesham.
Mangalam Bhavatu.
Mangalam Bhavatu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti.
ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೋ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.